This is Mike Levine. This is the story I covered today. It was an emotion-packed sort of day at Cape Canaveral, a day of almost unbearable suspense, a day of terrific letdown. It wasn't exactly disappointment, that feeling when they postponed the rocket launching, but rather a complicated anticlimax. Tension's been building up for days and days, and then at midnight came the call for the big moment. All the while the tension's been building, the sun's been beating down on the dazzling white sand at Cape Canaveral. But when the newsmen began moving out to position at the press observation site at midnight, it was dark and gloomy. The wind was whipping a tremendous downpour across the dome. It was just the sort of night they write about in murder mysteries, complete with thunder and lightning. It didn't help any. Frankly, it was an edgy bunch of newsmen who gathered at this central viewing point. And then came the announcement. After several delays in the countdown, came the announcement from John Powers, information officer for Project Mercury.
May I have your attention, please? This is Mercury Control. I have an announcement for you. Cape Canaveral, Florida. An attempt to launch a manned Mercury spacecraft here today has been postponed due to bad weather here and it's in the downrange recovery area. The pilot selected for this first manned flight was Mercury astronaut Alan B. Shepard. He was prepared for flight but was held at the pilot preparation area. The pilot will remain in the crew quarters at the NASA Mercury hangar. No new launch date has been set, but the minimum recycle time is 48 hours.
And that was that. It was over for today, for at least 2 days. But if it did nothing else, the announcement served to let us know which of the three final candidates is selected for America's first manned flight into space. Alan Shepard. When you see him, he looks like a little guy. He's 5 feet 11 inches tall, but his 160 pounds aren't spread out very widely. He's slender. And although he's 37 years old, he gives you the impression he's an awful lot younger. He's usually seen in a white shirt, open at the collar and with the sleeves turned up at the wrist. His crew-cut hair and his constant grin complete the picture of a very self-assured young fellow, almost a collegiate type. He's not very handsome as we stereotype our jet pilots. He's the sort of individual that his wife Louise might describe as ordinary-looking until he smiles, and then he's all American. I like Alan Shepard. I like him especially for one thing he told me in a conversation. He's patriotic, and he's not ashamed to admit it or talk about it, as so many of us are. And this is how he puts it. Shepard told me he feels a responsibility to our country, and that's why he's taking part in this Man in Space program. He says he wants to help indicate that the United States is capable of a scientific program to put man in space. And he wants to help protect America's share in the gathering of space know-how. Alan Shepard's extremely outspoken on this point. He is, however, just as candid and honest as he is outspoken, and he's the first to admit that he's got personal as well as patriotic reasons for taking part in this job. He says he considers it a direct challenge to his own abilities. By abilities, I assume that he means his skills as a graduate engineer and a veteran test pilot. And what's in it for Alan Shepard? Yes, he answers that question too, and the answer couldn't be more simple. He wants to fly through space. Now, this first flight didn't take place today, but when you talk to this man, Shepard, he, as much as any of the team of seven astronauts, convinces you that it will happen, and soon. Astronaut Shepard and his backup pilot, John Glenn, live in a motel while they're in training here at Cape Canaveral. The two of them are often seen playing in the surf or romping at the swimming pool with their children. They're both family men, you know. Glenn, at the age of 39, is oldest of the astronauts. He's also the one who has what you might call a way with words. And for that reason, he's often selected as the astronaut mouthpiece. If there's one man to speak for the team, more often than not, it's John Glenn. When you ask him what it's like, this business of being an astronaut, John Glenn says it's the finest job in the world, and he wouldn't trade places with anyone in the whole world. These, then, are the two astronauts selected for this job, prime pilot Shepard and standby pilot John Glenn. At the dining room of their motel, there was a special banner hung out early this morning. In large letters, the sign spells out a message to Shepard and Glenn, or rather, spells out a message to the one of them who's going to ride the spacecraft. And that message pretty well states the sentiment of every American. The sign reads, "The hopes of the free world are with you." Those hopes couldn't go with two nicer guys.